Welcome to Startup Online, hints and tips for starting your business up online. Brought to you by serviceseeking.com.au. In this week's episode, Dan talks about website development.
Now, you're a web developer as opposed to a web designer. Can you explain the difference?
Web designers are there to determine the look and feel of a website. They figure out what sort of colors go on a web page, what looks good, what looks bad. Whereas web developers, they work more on the function of a website. So if you need emails to be sent out to a mailing list, or you need some login functionality, or you need a shopping cart, then you would get a developer to come in and actually program that functionality behind it.
What skills would you recommend they look for when hiring a web designer or a developer?
If you have a project that's fairly large, then you would look for someone with pretty good coding abilities. You want somebody who has more web development skills rather than web design skills.
Is it preferable to have someone full-time all the way through the project and obviously into running the business?
If your business was a website, then you would definitely have a full-time developer.
Those people who think, they can start a website in their spare time and still do their day job, think it's a little bit ambitious?
That is a little bit ambitious, yeah. If you're serious about your business, then spend as much time as you can on it.
So you're a specialist in a technology called Ruby on Rails. Can you explain sort of what Rails is and how and why we've used that as the framework to develop our website?
Rails is a framework that's built in a programming or computer language called Ruby. Ruby would be similar to Java or PHP, their languages, and Rails is just a framework. It's a set of tools that's built in that language. Ruby on Rails has a couple of philosophies that all its developers are run by. The first one is DRY, which stands for Don't Repeat Yourself. The way that the code is structured, it's done in such a way that it allows you to write things once and to make good reuse of that code. The second philosophy is convention over configuration. They've taken certain areas of programming and they've defined a convention that everyone should adhere to. And if everyone adheres to that convention, you don't have to write the code for it because it's already been written once. So that allows you to write code very quickly.
Obviously, writing less code equals less cost, less time to market. Would
exactly.
That be true?
Exactly. So as the business needs change, I can keep up with those. I've written code in other frameworks, and they're not as rapid.
Can you just explain sort of what open source is and what the benefits of that are to us to a business like ours?
Closed source software. I'll just touch on that a little bit. It's software written usually in-house by a company. So Microsoft Windows, for example, is a piece of closed source software. You have to wait on Microsoft to make changes or release updates. With open source, all the code, all the underlying code in any software, in any open source software is visible. You can actually change the way it's written to suit you. The other benefit is it's free.
Can you sort of tell us a little bit about the Rails community and the support that provides?
Yeah, the Rails community is great. They're a bunch of very highly skilled developers. There's always new software being written. There's always new plugins.
Can you just explain what's a plugin?
A plugin is a small piece of functionality. So say, for instance, you want to enable map functionality on your website. You could install a plugin for that. There are thousands of different plugins available for all sorts of different needs. Usually they're written by people who needed that piece of functionality to begin with, and what they do is they license the software under an open source license, so it becomes free for anybody else who wants to use it.
How did you get to learn Rails?
I had to do a project for another company. It was just a freelance project, and I thought I'd give Rails a go. It turned out that I was outputting functional websites a lot quicker than what I was doing with this other frame, this other Java-based framework that I was using. What I would recommend, though, if you were to start looking at Ruby on Rails as a framework, would be to actually learn the language first. It's very easy to dive into building websites. You can start building websites straight away, even with Rails, before you've even learned the language. but you'll find that there's a lot of hurdles to jump, and you want to make sure you've jumped them correctly.
What's the most important thing, or you know, the best piece of advice you could give someone who's, you know, starting up their own online venture?
Know a good designer. We found it difficult to find a good designer who also had a flair for user interaction on websites. It's very, very easy to create a crappy website that really takes very little effort. To create something that's good and that works is extremely difficult. Even if you think you're a good designer, just leave it to the experts.
For more information, go to www.startuponlinepodcast.wordpress.com or email startuppodcast@serviceseeking.com.au.